Psalm 103. Verse number one. That little heading there, a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Y'all at least ought to have a verse memorized tonight, if nothing else. Verse number two. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse number 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. And verse number 22, bless the Lord all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The first verse of the next psalm, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. And then the last verse of that psalm, verse number 35, let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Just, you can go back, just leave it on verse number one if you don't care, sis, of 103. And for a title tonight, bless the Lord, O my soul. Is that okay? Does that work? Bless the Lord, O my soul. You hear this psalm pretty often. I mean, that's that verse in particular. You'll hear somebody quote that in church just every so often. It's not uncommon. I'll say it that way. It's not uncommon to hear somebody say it, brother, just like I could hear you say it tonight up here on the platform. You will also hear it misquoted sometimes. And listen, I try not to be nitpicky, all right? But every single word in that Bible is inspired. You know what that word means? God breathed. God breathed. So every single word is important. That's what Jesus taught. That's what Jesus taught. Right? Okay? So if every single word is important, it is important to understand it and get it right. And I'm not down on anybody. It's something that I have done with this verse in particular. But how many of you have heard somebody say, I will bless the Lord? How many of you heard me tonight singing in that song? And I there's just kind of a space there, and I don't know what else to put in. I got to fill that space with some words, and you'll hear me say well, and you'll hear me say oh, and you'll hear me say a bunch of things to fill those spaces in those songs, and it just kind of fits there. I will bless the Lord, oh my, and it's wonderful to say it that way, but is that what that says? This jumped out at me here a while back. I don't know how many times I've heard this verse and read that psalm and sang that song. And I realize that it's not there. You know, if every word that is there is important and it's there on purpose, every word that is left out is also left out on purpose. If those two words, I will, if those two words, Pastor, were in this psalm, I don't know why this keeps coming up about these psalms of David being written during hard times. But it keeps coming up, and it's coming up again tonight, okay? If these two words, I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. If those two words, I will, really were there at the beginning, like we'll sing sometimes, and like you'll hear somebody innocently, okay, I'm not down on anybody, and I've done it too. It's an innocent misquote, but it's still misquoting. That's not what the Bible says. But if that is what the Bible says, then I would think that this psalm came out of a triumph. And I would think that this psalm was written at a time in David's life when everything was going his way. And I would think that this psalm was written at a good and easy time in David's life. But because those words are left out, I actually happen to think the opposite. Because these are not words of declaration. These are words of instruction. David is instructing who? Oh, my soul. David is talking to himself. Thank God it's written down. Thank God it was turned into a song of sorts and shared with others. But when David first thought these words, and when David first wrote them down, David was talking to himself. Thank God for all of the other people that this has encouraged. Amen. Thank God we can read it in service here tonight. But David is telling himself, David, you need to bless the Lord. That makes me think just maybe it's written at a time in David's life when things aren't going his way. Maybe it's written at a time in David's life when everything is falling apart. And David says, you know what? You know what you need to do, self? You just need to go ahead and bless God anyway. This is not a David and Goliath psalm. This is a David and Bathsheba psalm. It was not born from victory. It was born from failure. Amen. It was born out of fault, and David is in a hard place. And he says, even in this hard place, I'm going to bless the Lord anyway. This is not the righteous king in the palace with all his faithful servants, but this is the rejected kid in the pasture with all his father's sheep. This is written at a time when David feels forgotten and he is not surrounded by people that love him, and he decides that he's going to talk to himself. I remember another place in the Bible where David encourages himself in the Lord. I don't know that these two things are tied together, but I wonder if this is what David says when he goes and he hides and there's nobody else around and there's nobody to encourage David. So what does David do? Hey, I'm just going to pretend like y'all aren't here tonight. And here I am all by myself. My best friend, I can't be close to him anymore because his dad hates me. That's Jonathan and Saul. And I don't know what to do. Most people have forsaken me, but I need some encouragement. David, go ahead and bless the Lord anyway, because regardless of how bad my circumstances are, somebody say amen tonight, God is still good. And he's still worthy, and he's still mighty, and he's still faithful. And even when I can't see him, there's another theme that keeps popping up. He is absolutely, positively still right there. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. This goes deeper than just eye service and ear service. In fact, David is talking to himself. This isn't even for anybody else to hear. That's when you know that it's real. Amen? You know something I've struggled with at times, and I know you have too. I'm in Pentecostal church tonight, right? Y'all ain't scared of speaking in tongues, are you? Good. Don't be, ever. But I've wrestled with that. Been baptized in the Holy Ghost for multiple years, not as long as some of you all. But I mean, I got it, and I got it right. It was real, and I know that it was. I'll be speaking in tongues, maybe praying in a service somewhere. I'm not even talking to anybody else, but sometimes when people pray, you can hear them. That doesn't mean they're praying to you, all right? It's just because you hear somebody speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance, that doesn't mean that's a message that needs interpreted and they're doing it wrong. Sometimes you're just going to hear things. And I have wrestled so bad, the devil still jumps on my back from time to time, Pastor, and says, "Now you know that wasn't real. Now you know that wasn't right." Hey, I believe that we have a right understanding of the Holy Ghost as classical Pentecostals. We've got that right. I try not to be too dogmatic about a lot of things, and I try to have patience with people who disagree with me. Forgive me if I sound arrogant. We are right, and people who disagree with us about that are wrong. I hope you agree with me, because now you know how I really feel. When you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, you will still speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. That's how He's always done it. That's how He's always going to do it. Well, I got the Holy Ghost, but I didn't speak with tongues. I'm sorry, you didn't get the Holy Ghost. You can. You absolutely can. And when you get it, when you get Him, you'll get Him with the evidence of speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. I feel like I'm killing the meeting. And that makes me want to preach on it more. Bless the Lord. I'll get back on track. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. I'll find myself in a private place of prayer. And you know what? I'm still speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Amen. David is all by himself with nobody else around. That's a surefire sign that something like this is true and sincere. And all that is within me, down to the innermost part of my being that nobody can see but God. David says, I want every part of me to bless God. He's worthy of a whole lot more than we're able to give. But why don't we just give Him everything we've got? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Amen. The second verse, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His David is talking to himself here. You don't forget what God has done for you. You don't forget, amen, the things that God has done. Some of those benefits are listed there. Sis, you read some more of that psalm tonight. All that's in between these verses and the last few verses that I read, that's all those benefits. David is just rehearsing those. And David, don't you forget those. Don't you forget how quickly do we forget the things that God has done for us? I might preach about that tomorrow night. I don't know yet. Amen. I'm kind of feeling that way right now. It's liable to change like it did tonight. But how quickly do we forget, Pastor, the things that God has done for us? David is standing there all by himself, and he says, David, don't you dare. I know things are hard right now, but don't you dare forget how good God has been to you. You bless His holy name. That has to do just with who He is, and He deserves your worship just because of who He is. That's what worship is. That's the difference between praise and worship. Amen. Worship, that's because of who He is. And then he says, forget not all of His benefits. Well, that's where praise comes in. He has done all things well. Amen. David, don't you forget how good God is. Don't you forget who He is. And don't you forget what He's done. You see this conversation David is having with himself. You find these words of instruction. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. He's talking to some other people at the end of this song. He's talking to some angels. He's talking to all of God's works and all of the places that God has made. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. How does he end it? Bless the Lord, O my soul. How does he start the next one? Bless the Lord, O my soul. How does he end the next one? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Over and over and over again, David has to tell himself, maybe things are just hard all the time for David. It really does seem like that. But when things are hard and things aren't going his way, David says, you just bless the Lord anyway. You know what that means for us tonight? Regardless of how good things are or how bad things are. I wonder, I don't know, you don't have to tell us. I wonder how many of you were blessed tonight and this microphone was handed to you and you thought, oh, I don't want to do this right now. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what's happening. I know some of y'all felt that way. Listen, I ain't nothing, but I feel it in my soul right now. That's how some of you guys felt. They don't know what I'm dealing with. No, we don't. But we know the one who's helping you deal with it, and that's who the focus is on. Amen? That's it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, regardless of what's going on, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He's worthy, isn't He? I think we're all on the same page about that. I'm telling you what, I think this has been my favorite service so far. And I know we're not swinging from the chandeliers. I know it's not as, listen, I like loud and fast. That's my speed, okay? I don't know that my voice can handle it right now, but that's not why I'm preaching slow. It's just sweet in here, isn't it? Bless the Lord. I know I keep saying it, but I just feel so good saying it. I don't really want to stop. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I told you I wouldn't preach long. I'm just about done already. Can you believe that? Bless the Lord. I'm used to him blessing me. How does he bless me? He gives me the things that I ask for. He gives me the things that I need. He gives me the things that I don't have. And he does that for us over and over and over again, doesn't he? Hasn't he been good to you? So how can I be good to him? You know, I've got an uncle, my uncle Troy. If y'all remember Troy, pray for him. He's not saved, but he's one of the best men that I've ever met. He's supported me. He's helped me financially and otherwise. If I ever just need somebody to talk to, I can call my Uncle Troy. He's given me, as far as like mission trips and things that I've gone on and traveled to different countries. I've been to just a few different countries. And I was able to go to Russia in 2019. I spent a month there. I'd never been out of the country at all, but Uncle Troy had. And he's not saved. He's never really been to church. Okay, now he knows about it. My dad's talked to him. I've talked to him. He understands enough to be saved, but he's not saved. But he still comes alongside this young man, and he helps me every step of the way. And here he is. He's paying for some of the travel and paying for hotel. He wouldn't even want me to tell you all this tonight. He's not a proud man. He's a good man. I love my Uncle Troy. Now he wouldn't tell you he's rich. But I would tell you he's rich. And I go to try and buy him something for his birthday or Christmas. Brother Hubbard, what do you buy somebody who has everything? I mean, he's got, within reason, he can have what he wants. And he's I don't know how old he is, and I'm not going to guess. He'd probably be offended. But he's my uncle. He's a little bit younger than my dad, okay? He's 50. And he's never been married, doesn't have any kids. He pretty much has what he wants. All right? He's not selfish. He's just able to do that. What do you give somebody who has everything? What do you give somebody who really does have everything? How, it's easy for him to bless me. How am I supposed to bless him? I found a good way to answer that question is to flip it around and ask it like this. What have I been withholding from him? Hide your toes. Okay. What have I been holding back from him? What has he been asking for that I refuse to give? I don't know what it is for you, but I know tonight that he would be blessed if you gave it to him. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could bless God tonight? Does anybody want to bless the Lord? Now, you have been doing it already, whether you realize it or not. All of that praise and worship that was going on as we passed this microphone around, and long before I ever got up here, all of the singing and all of the music, and you all are giving him your talents. You all are giving him, all you guitar pickers are giving him your hands. Amen. All you singers are giving him your voices. Amen. Everybody that testified tonight, you're giving him your lips and your teeth and your tongue and your mouth. You know your tongue is set on fire of hell. But you testify of the goodness of God and it's set on fire of the Holy Ghost. What a change. What a difference. That blesses God when you do that. Now, listen, I can't give you an exhaustive list, but you know what he wants. Would you give him what he wants tonight? Bless the Lord. How many services have we walked away from even this week? I've heard you all testify, and it humbles a young preacher that your pastor asked to come preach revival. just to be a part of it. You've walked away from services and you said, oh, God blessed me tonight. God has blessed me in these services this week. God has, and listen, I hope you're able to walk away from this service tonight and say, I was blessed. I know that I can walk away from this service. And I have no trouble tonight saying that I have been blessed. Amen? I know this is going to sound kind of funny, but just humor me for a minute. Wouldn't it be wonderful, Pastor, if God could walk away from this service and say, oh my, house of prayer down there in Foyle, Oklahoma, they really blessed me tonight. Amen. Wouldn't it be wonderful if tonight when service was over, the Father can sit back in His throne and say, oh, I've been trying to bless them, but they blessed me tonight. And then the Son reaches over and grabs the arm of the Father. And He says, Father, my people blessed me tonight too. Oh my, what a blessing those people gave me. I know that seems strange. Amen. But right here it is. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. We can walk away and we can say that we've been blessed tonight. Can we just shift that focus and point to Him? I want to make sure tonight that God can walk away and say that He has been blessed. Why don't you all stand with me tonight? I tried. We're still here after 9 o'clock. I want God to be pleased with this service. I want God to feel like we gave Him things that we had not been giving to Him. I'm just going to ask you a few questions. When is the last time you gave Him your lips? Your voice. Maybe you're not a singer. That's okay. What about your words? When's the last time you gave Him your words? Your pastor says, your heart. Your heart. Even that cold, hard part that you don't think He wants. He absolutely does. He absolutely does. When's the last time you gave Him your heart? Your pastor said not just actions. I'll just tell you right now, if your heart, that unseen part of you, if that's not in it tonight, then nothing else matters. It's deceitful, the Bible says. I'm just repeating what your pastor says. I've found that's a good practice to have. If I'm preaching and the pastor starts preaching, maybe just let him do it. You can take his mic anytime you want to. When's the last time you gave? I just ask if we're Pentecostal, right? You're not afraid to raise your hands. You're not afraid to clap them. But some of us, I'm not picking on you, okay? I love you. That's why I'm saying some of these things. Why do some of us just sit there and we won't even clap for a song anymore? You probably used to. What happened? Every once in a while, God shows you who you're preaching to. You used to clap. You used to lift those hands, didn't you? Why don't you do that anymore? When's the last time? Listen, I don't understand. I don't know why you quit. I'm sure that there's a reason. Bless the Lord. Just talk to yourself like David did. Bless the Lord, oh my. Go ahead, Brother Carson. Just praise Him anyway. Just worship Him anyway. When's the last time you gave Him your feet, your legs? You ever see anybody take a lap around the church? You don't have to do that, all right? But when's the last time you did it? When's the last time you danced before the Lord? Danced in the altar. When's the last time you gave Him those knees? And you hit your knees in prayer. When's the last time you gave Him your mind and you just filled it with thoughts of Him and pushed everything out? When's the last time you gave Him that, your time? We don't make enough time for Him, do we? I can't name everything. That's the problem. You start naming things and inevitably somebody says, well, he didn't say my thing, so he's not preaching to me. I'm especially preaching to you. I love you. I really do. Very much. I think I'm up here talking, but I feel like God's been talking to you. You know what He wants. Would you give it to him tonight? That's my altar call. If you will, if you'll give him these things that he wants. And listen, maybe you really have been giving your all. I'm so thankful for it. You haven't done it too much, have you? How many of you would gather in these altars tonight? All my brothers and sisters that would. Again, this is for everybody tonight. Maybe he's asking something from you. I'm almost certain that he is. Would you give it to him? Would you come and give that to him tonight? If he's asking something specific, I want you to give it to him. I really do. I can't make you, but I want to encourage you to do it. But even if it's not something specific, just in general, that praise and that worship, I know y'all can do it. I've been here. Would you give him some more of that tonight? And let's make sure, just a few minutes. I know it's getting late. I understand. I got to work in the morning too. I'm so tired, Pastor. Pray for the preacher, okay? But just for a few minutes tonight, can we bless the Lord? Oh, my soul, and all that is within me. How many of you will help me tonight bless His holy name? If you'll help me get in these altars with me tonight, would you? Come on. Just come on. I don't know how to quit preaching until y'all get up here, so come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.